From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. House Democrats outraged over the tax cut deal the White House struck with Republican leadership this week passed a resolution today refusing to take up the tax bill in its current form. But as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the president is still trying to convince critics in his own party that he had to endorse the deal to protect the middle class.
Speaking to members of his export council, Mr. Obama stressed the tax breaks businesses would receive under the deal. The White House believes those breaks would encourage companies to spend money sooner than they otherwise would.
The bipartisan framework that we've forged on taxes will not only protect working Americans from seeing a major tax increase on January 1st, it will provide businesses incentives to invest, grow, and hire.
Mr. Obama also warned that if the deal fails to pass, paychecks will shrink next month, and employers will be less likely to hire. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The British government is also facing its share of anger over its budget decisions. British lawmakers have voted to cut university funding and triple tuition. Larry Miller reports from London that while this was happening inside Parliament, outside, a student protest turned violent.
Police in riot gear and on horseback struggled to control angry protesters who were trying to reach Parliament. Fires were set. There were scuffles with injuries on both sides. There have been arrests. Scotland Yard Chief Superintendent Julia Pendry says police came under sustained attack.
People have come to London today intent on causing violent disorder.
There was a slim 21-vote majority in favor of the higher tuition. Many among the Conservatives' coalition partner, the Liberal Democrats, voted against or abstained, but not enough to sink the bill or split the coalition. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The U.S. government's offering a sign of recovery in the labor market. NPR's Giles Snyder reports new claims for unemployment benefits fell more than expected last week.
The Labor Department says first-time claims fell by some 17,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 421,000. It's the second time in 3 weeks that the weekly claims have dropped. Perhaps more telling is the four-week moving average, which smooths out volatility in the weekly data. It dropped for a fifth straight week and is hovering at around two-year lows. The new figure suggests that companies are cutting fewer jobs and revives hopes that employers will soon accelerate hiring, especially after the jobs picture was blurred last month by a smaller-than-expected gain in employment. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 28 points, or a fraction of a percent, at 11,344 in moderate trading. NASDAQ Composite Index making gains up 3 points at 2,612. This is NPR News. The asbestos industry in Canada is under fire from the medical journal Lancet. Dan Karpinchuk reports the journal argues it's immoral for Canada to virtually ban the use of asbestos at home while exporting the cancer-causing material to developing nations.
The prestigious British Medical Journal accuses Canada of hypocrisy over those asbestos exports. The Lancet reviews the debate over the use of asbestos and its links to cancer. It also refers to the Quebec government saying it's considering loan guarantees to support a mine in the town of Asbestos, Quebec, on the condition that rules for safe use are followed. The Lancet article is renewed debate over the issue in Canada, with the Canadian Medical Association questioning why Ottawa still allows asbestos to be exported, especially to countries that lack the resources to protect their own citizens. The Lancet says last year Canada exported 135,000 tons of asbestos to developing countries including India, Indonesia, and the Philippines. The World Health Organization says asbestos kills about 90,000 people each year. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Anti-China demonstrations are underway in Norway's capital the day before the Nobel Peace Prize is supposed to be given out to jail Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo. Beijing is barring the pro-democracy leader or family members from going to Oslo to pick up the $1.5 million award. The Palestinian Authority's president shows no sign of wavering on his decision to sit out peace talks with Israel. Mahmoud Abbas is angry the Jewish state resumed settlement expansion in the occupied West Bank. During a visit to Cairo, Abbas said that he believes peace negotiations are in a crisis now that the U.S. has apparently given up trying to convince Israel to stop building. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.